My Mac Podcast 1012. What to see at WWDC.
You're listening to the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
And welcome, everyone, to the MyMac.com podcast. About a month and a half before WWDC, and what will Apple bring to the table? Naturally, Apple isn't saying anything, but that hasn't stopped everyone else from talking about it, including the G-Men. Gaz, how are you doing today?
I am doing absolutely sponrific, as per usual. It's not often that I'm not doing sponrifically. And the reason we are able to record quite so early this weekend, not that people know that we're recording early, come to think about it.
Or that they care.
My cousin who was coming over this weekend isn't doing quite so well. So it's sad because he's not well that actually we're able to go a little bit early, and he's actually been in hospital. So I think he'll be all right, but not so good, but I'm doing smonrifically. Normal couple of bike rides and volunteering and gardening. My solar panels are giving me lots of sunshine. I've actually filled the EV that we've got up with two tanks of sunshine.
Nice.
Over the past month or so.
Expect a bill from the sun.
I've now been told off for doing that because I've been told, why don't you export it? Because you get more money for exporting it than the cost saving you get at the low price that you get to put it electric straight into a car. So I'm now thinking, oh yes, I was working it out against the cost of fuel rather than the cost of the sun. Anyway, we're getting lots of sun rays. We are basically, I suppose our house usage was normally about 9 kilowatts a day on average. You know, right. We'd go above and below that. And at the moment from the grid, we're pulling probably, well, it's 2 kilowatts or less a day.
Wow.
There's always some, you know, chit chat between the grid and your home. But actually the sun is filling up the battery. And obviously during the evening when, it's incredible, actually, how much electric you use overnight. And I do have, I've got the modem coming in, going to my Apple Airport Extreme. That's one router. Going to another Apple Airport Extreme. Going to another Airport Extreme. Going to one more Airport Extreme in the loft. That's four routers I've got in my house. It's an old brick house and they are far apart. So I do have quite good coverage.
Well, are each one of them hardwired?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So
that's the way to go. Yes.
That's the way to go. When we first moved in here 7 or 8 years ago, I channeled out lots of routes for the Ethernet Cat 6 cabling
right
in the house and put it all around because I wanted to be able to connect to them all. And it does a good job. It does a good job. And I'm quite happy. And I've recently had to speak to my broadband provider because prices over here, as many people will know, have recently gone up for a lot of things, as I'm sure you may be getting similar things over there. But actually there has been some change in legislation or something. Anyway, they were allowing them to put prices up, and mine's just gone up. So I sent an email not asking for a discount. Basically I said, customer loyalty. They sent me an email telling me that price is going up, and the heading of the email was customer loyalty. and I sent an email back saying, can you please change your email to I'm looking for those watching on video, which I know aren't many, but I'm looking out the window because there's a guy, an Amazon guy, is about to deliver, and he's just realized he's come to the wrong house and he's now turned around. But he has blocked my drive. Anyway, I'll let him carry on. Yeah. Where was I?
Well, you anyway, were about to shoot the Amazon driver.
I contacted them saying, really, you should actually be renaming this email as customer, because I've been a loyal customer now for 7 or 8 years. Where's my loyalty? They came back And basically, I'm now paying less than I was before. And I've increased the speed by 300 megs.
Nice. So it's is it over a gig?
Jobs are good. So, yeah, I'm pretty pleased. And a lot of calculations, and that means that I had to go onto my spreadsheet, which is on my Mac. In numbers, of course, to adjust all of the future costings for that particular line that I have in my budget. So, yeah.
Well, what's your speed?
All's good. All's good in the Gazmaz household.
What's your speed?
Well, my speed, I don't think it's increased just yet, because I think that's when it swaps over at my next changeover. My speed currently will be, you really don't want me to test my speed now?
No, surely? No, good God, no. I just wanted to
My current speed is 300 megs. And it okay, that's, 600
and
megs.
For stuff like this and for general use, that's fine.
Mm.
You know?
Now, I just like downloading stuff really quickly.
Yeah, if you're working with 8K video to somebody that's like in Belgium or something, no, that probably wouldn't be great. But for just for doing a podcast with some old bald guy in Virginia, yeah, it's wonderful.
It really, that doesn't get. I am never going to be the slowest point in the connection for between me and thee.
Yes,
ever.
Well, really. Actually, you kind of are, because I got gig speed.
No. Let me rephrase that then.
Okay.
You or I are never going to be the slowest point.
Yes,
in
that's
the connection
true.
Between me and thee.
Yes.
Somewhere else in the system may well be.
Yeah. And it's weird. You know, we used to have to, I know that this is apropos of nothing. We used to fight like hell. But,
you know, my dad's bigger than your dad, that stuff. I used to be on gig. I could get gig, mate. Don't you worry. I went down because it was cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, I was there eight, 9 years ago. Back in my old house, I could get a gig. So, na-na poo-poos to you, mate.
I just remember how we used to, and not so much in the last 10 years, but we used to struggle so hard with latency.
Yeah.
Where it would be like almost a full second between me saying something impossible. And you looking at me like, are you out of your mind? And now it's instantaneous.
It is instantaneous now. I kind of preempt it a little bit, really. I see your mouth moving.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, he's going to say something stupid. Anyway, my week has been...
Who cares about your week?
Oh, I got to tell you. My week has been great. We went to...
Oh, that's good.
We went to that concert I was telling you about with Our House, which is the tribute band for Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Yeah, the Madness one.
Yeah,
Madness.
Yeah, Madness. And it turns out two of the guys used to tour with David Crosby, and another one opened up for Graham Nash like 20 years ago. And most of them were like late 60s, early 70s. So they're not that much younger than the actual guys that made the music in the first place. But it was a great show. And because they had like all this experience with the materials, they sounded really good. And the best part is it's gotten Tracy all excited about going to see more shows. And I am quietly encouraging it.
Excellent.
Right. Excellent. Let's get out.
You'll
of
have to take her on a
house.
Cruise to see a show.
Oh, yeah. That was.
Sorry. That's an in-joke for everybody listening.
Don't know if that's ever going to happen. And of course, I am still rocking my Heil PR35 microphone. I am really, and the last couple of shows have sounded pretty good. I'm very, very happy with this microphone.
Cool. Good. You stick with it, baby.
I'm going to. So let's go on over and talk about the recent articles over at mymac.com. Take the first one there.
Sorry, I was doing a guy wasn't I? Actually, before we jump onto it, did you get my little sound clip that I sent you?
Yes, I
messages?
Did.
Right, good. Well, I'll leave it there. Canva is becoming the catch-all for productivity. This is I'm not sure what this is.
It's a review.
I've not seen this.
Yeah, I forgot to put that. Sorry.
Yeah, so it's a review by Donnie Yankelo. Remember, Print Shop. Actually, no, Donny, I don't. But that may be an American thing. The app, everyone... No, it's not. It's the app everyone used to make signs, greeting cards and more. Well, I don't remember it, but thanks for reminding everybody else who probably did remember it. Now imagine print shop on steroids. That's Canva. Go over and read Donny's probably very good review of that particular app. I say probably because
you're really selling it there, Des. You're really selling it.
But knowing Donnie, it's probably very good.
Yeah. You know, he's like almost as tall as I am. He's very tall.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Just rubbing it in, you know, but he has hair and I don't. So that's an advantage.
Yeah.
No. The only other thing we have this week is Geeks Pub podcast. We are alien cartoons.
Okay. It does feel like we're living in a cartoon.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Moment, but there you go.
It's the 80s movie Face-Off finale as the Breakfast Club takes on the Terminator. And that is a sentence that you will never, ever, ever hear anywhere else. Plus, the new Fantastic Four trailer, the Toxic Avenger, Val Kilmer, and Starfighter. So go on over to the website and you can see both of those. And don't forget, if you're not already subscribed to Tech Fan or the Geeks Pub, go ahead. All you have to do is, I think, just subscribe to one and you're subscribed to the other. Something like that. I don't know if Tim has separated them.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I thought they came out in the same alternate, but maybe not. Maybe not, actually. Thinking about it, maybe not, because yeah. I don't get the Geeks. I don't think I get the... anyway, I'm talking rubbish, so just go subscribe, and if you don't get both,
what's wrong with you?
Both. I was going to ask you a question though, actually, on that,
yeah,
on the Toxic Avenger. It was really just made me think. I used to be really, and most people used to be really excited when a new Avenger film or a new Marvel film came out. How excited are you these days?
Oh, for Fantastic Four.
Well, no, for any Marvel film.
There's two.
They used to be coming out and you used to rub your hands together. I know. Looking forward to the next one. Looking at, now.
There's been a definite drop off since Endgame. Because Endgame was freaking fantastic.
I think they messed up there, didn't they? By calling it Endgame.
Maybe. But, you know, I mean, those guys have been playing those roles for, what, 10, 15, almost 15 years, I think. Well, especially with, Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr. So, but of course, he's now coming back as Tony Stark, but he's Dr. Doom. It's like, okay, we'll see how that works out. But I am looking forward to seeing the Fantastic Four. It looks really good, and it's... Okay. They're going to, actually, I don't know what they're going to do, but it's kind of a weird mashup of everything, and we'll see how well that works out. And then the other one that's coming out is, I just saw the commercial for it too, with the Russian Captain America and
I haven't seen Winter any of them. Soldier. That's the thing. I used to be really quite excited about, you know, watching for it, but
Thunderbolts,
now.
The Thunderbolts.
Mm. Okay.
Which cool. is
anyway.
Supposed to be kind of like the new
I wish I hadn't gone down this route, because I might have known that you'd have gone off on a complete tangent every Marvel movie since 1827.
But I am looking forward to seeing... I'm looking forward to the Fantastic Four. I don't know about...
You're repeating yourself
the other
now.
One. I don't know about the other
old.
One.
You're getting old, aren't you? You're repeating yourself, Guy.
Did I tell you that I'm going to see the Fantastic Four?
Well, I heard you're looking forward to it.
I am looking. Where did you hear that? Who told?
I think we ought to jump into Gazzy's snippets.
Yeah.
Okay, a Florida UPS driver has been charged with stealing 171 phones. Carl Sykes, a 27-year-old from Pensacola. Pensacola, isn't that where the thing, the animal, comes out of the thing to tell you what the weather's going to be for the next 40 days?
No, that's that somewhere else. That's a groundhog.
Anyway.
Pensacola is a city on the panhandle of Florida.
Oh dear. Anyway, he faces grand theft charges for stealing 171 phones while employed at UPS. Arrested last week, let's put it that way. The thefts valued at $50,000 or more occurred between January and April this year. Anyway.
And you know what's so stupid is all they have to do is say, you know, what is the common factor in all of these phones not showing up?
Huh. Apparently iPhone shipments are not, this is not because of the UPS driver, have dropped by 9% in China in quarter one 2025. You know, iPhone shipments in China have dropped 9% in the first quarter of 2025, as per a report from IDC. They said that iPhone shipments declined 9.8 million units. Yeah, that's more than 50 grand's worth of iPhone.
Yeah, it's a few.
The city of Cupertino settles with Apple and pays $12.1 million to end the sales tax dispute. Okay, there's been a contentious sales tax dispute with Apple agreeing to pay the company $12.1 million. The settlement finalized in March 2025 and approved by the city council stems from a 1998 agreement where Apple allocated all California online sales to Cupertino, allowing the city to collect a 1% share of the state's 7.25% tax. In return, Cupertino rebated about a third of this revenue to Apple, a deal that fueled city services but drew scrutiny as Apple's digital sales soared. So, yeah, there's a bit of wheeler dealing, which was probably quite good when it first started and reasonable, but as the sales went
through the roof,
and up and up, it became a little bit more contentious.
Well, 1% of all of Apple's sales through California, or all the tax that they paid to California? Oh, my God.
So basically, it says here, it says a city collect 1% share of the state's 7.25% sales tax. So I think it was for all sales in California of iPhones.
That would be a lot of money.
That's how I read that. So if I'm reading it wrong, folks, let us know. Yeah. To go on, it says a 2023 audit by the California State Department of Tax and Fee Administration, that's the CDTFA.
Oh, so glad you put that in.
Ruled that sales tax should be distributed based on purchase delivery location, not Apple's headquarters. Initially, Cupertino faced repaying a $56.5 million, prompting budget cuts and affecting staff and community programs. Not good. A 2024 settlement allowed the city to retain $74.5 million in collection revenue, with the $12.1 million refund to Apple drawn from its general fund covering taxes January 2023 to 2024. That actually raises another question for me.
What's that?
Well, they've sent that 12.1 million refund to Apple. Surely California State should
we'll get a piece of the refund.
Sounds to me like Apple have got away with paying that tax there. So I'll keep quiet. Oh. I won't tell Tim because I think he's being paid enough.
And,
right.
Yeah, and I think the California lawyers will figure out whatever it is.
I think they might. They're probably clever enough and paid enough to do that. A teen coder has shut down open source Mac app Whiskey. He cited harm to paid apps. Okay.
I've never heard of Whiskey.
Okay. So an anonymous reader quotes a report from Ars Technica. Whiskey, a game-focused front end for Wine's Windows compatibility tools on Mac OS, is no longer receiving updates. As one of the most useful and well-regarded tools in Mac Gamer's toolkit, it could be seen as a great loss. But its developer hopes that you'll move on with what he considers a better option, supporting CodeWeaver's crossover product. Anyway, also, Whiskey's creator is an 18-year-old college student.
Yeah, get paid, man.
Well, he's either an 18-year-old college student or he was when he produced it. I don't know. Anyway, there you go. Apple are told to remove available now from the Apple Intelligence page.
Yeah.
I thought this was brilliant. If you visited the Apple Intelligence page on Apple's website recently, you might have noticed some changes. Yeah, it's not now available.
It never was.
Okay. Don't normally do rumors, doing this one because I saw it so many times. And actually, if this is true, I don't know how I feel about this. A new video shows iPhone 70's air thinness hands-on that feels futuristic. Knowing dimensions is one thing, but holding an iPhone 17 Air dummy model is quite another. So if that is a true video, that is really thin. And if it's actually like the phone, I hope it feels strong enough, because sometimes the thinner you go, the weaker the phone would feel. So we'll wait and see on that. The EU fines Apple and Meta for breaching a fair competition rules. Okay. Now, the first penalties under Landmark Digital Markets Act are fines of $500 million to Apple and $200 million to Facebook owner. I am going to move on. I'm going to go to the next one because I think I've got more on this later on. Running Windows games on Mac just got more expensive. Oh, basically, this was the whiskey crossover wine thing.
Yeah,
I meant to get rid of that one. Never mind. iOS 19 will offer you yet another reason to wear AirPods all day long. This I read into it was actually quite interesting if it's accurate and if they do a good job of it. Basically, it's becoming a translator.
Okay.
So it can translate somebody as they're talking to you. So it's like me and you talking to each other. It will be able to translate each other.
Yeah, it'll put yous in all those words.
Yeah, it spell words correctly. apparently, this is an article from 95 Mac. It says, how we know Mike Rockwell is the fixer Siri's been missing. Siri is under new leadership at Apple, with Mike Rockwell taking on managerial responsibility under Craig Federighi's oversight. Rockwell may seem like an odd choice considering his history leading Vision Pro and Vision OS development, but per multiple reports, his passion to fix Siri has been growing for years, much like the rest of us.
Yeah, please just fix the damn thing. We don't care if the guy's name is Mike Rockwell, fixer at large. Just fix it.
Apple CEO Tim Cook is being pressed for information on his collaboration with the Trump administration surrounding tariffs. In a letter sent today, Senator Elizabeth Warren said that Cook's work with Trump creates the appearance of impropriety. This comes after Warren and other senators questioned $1 million donations made by Cook and others to Trump's inauguration fund
that
in January.
Like two
can
months
I just
ago.
Point out here? Can I just point out? Yes, Apple via Tim Cook paid that $1 million, but he made about $230 million, and probably not everybody paid $1 million. So there's a lot of people paying a lot of money.
Yeah, but
so
just Apple, Elizabeth Warren.
I don't think that should be brought up here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell us how you have Indian blood, Elizabeth Warren.
It's not political. I'm just making the point.
I know. It's just the sanctimonious of...
Right. Here's the carry-on from previous. The EU fined Apple and Meta, but failed to really hold them up to account. Was that to appease Trump? Here's the next article. The White House hits back at Apple's massive EU fine. So regarding the previous one, I'd say no. Apple's trying to build more iPhones in India, but China isn't cooperating. More on that in a little. More on that in a little.
Okay.
The EU is putting repairability rating labels on iPhones and tablets in June. Actually, I quite like this. This is something that we have over here, and it's basically a grading from A down to about G or something. And it's color-coded. So A being the greenest and G or H, whatever it is, being red.
Yeah, just toss it.
And it, as it goes down, basically it's giving you an indication of what the power rating is for a particular product.
Power rating?
Well, it basically
I thought you were talking about repairability.
Yes. Yes, but this is something which is
additional about different.
To that label. This is something additional to that label, saying how repairable it is. But it also gives you an energy rating of that particular device.
Yes.
So I quite like that.
Me too.
So it's probably going to say, this phone is not repairable. You get a really low score.
Is that the way they're going to say it?
Yeah. Exactly how they're going to say it. Except they're going to say it like that, but in French.
But here's the Belgium, thing. Just as you're German, taking off that Italian, that plastic cover of the phone is when it's going to go, this phone is not repairable.
Oh, this phone is not repairable. Guy.
Yeah.
I just said your name in French then. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did.
Apple stores have been giving away a limited edition pin for free last week if you closed your Global Rings Day rings on your phone, watch, whatever. I closed mine, but I've not got a shop close enough to go and get one. Plus, I don't know whether they were doing it in the UK anyway. So,
I mean, it's all just to get people in stores. You know, all it takes is for one person out of 500 pins to come in and go, oh, you know what? I want to buy this thing over here. And, you know, the cost of all the pins, nothing.
Done.
Yeah.
Done. Apparently, Apple's secret robotics team gets a new leadership. Apple is removing another project from AI chief John Gianduria. Gianduria.
That guy.
That guy.
Yeah, his name is Sal Segoan very soon.
He will no longer... Will you let me finish?
Yes.
And he will no longer oversee Apple's secret robotics division. So apparently, I think it's now going to be overseen by Vice President John Ternis instead of that other guy.
Yeah, that other guy, change his name to Sal Segoan because pretty soon he's going to be a going.
Now,
yeah,
Apple plans to source all US-bound iPhones from India by 2026, as long as China doesn't delay that process, reference the earlier snippet that I mentioned.
Not sure how they could delay it.
Well, they perhaps are trying to delay the machinery being exported out of the country from the company to the new factories in India.
So you make new machining is what you do.
Yeah, that's not quick, Guy.
I'm not saying it's quick, but they do it every single year
Stop there. If they want to do it quickly, and if they want all US-bound iPhones from India by 2026, then it's got to be done quickly. Now, my point is, I just hope that no new tariffs appear on India in 2026, because then you're going to get a dough moment by Mr. Tim Cook.
Yeah. Well, they should have been moving that stuff around.
You let me finish?
Well, I had to say something.
No, you didn't.
Well, I did.
10 years later, the 12-inch MacBook remains undefeated in design. I started reading. Well, that's what they're saying.
Okay.
The point about this particular article was that the Apple Watch isn't the only product turning 10 this month. And that's what threw me. The Apple Watch, 10 years old? Blimey, that has flown by. Absolutely flown by. Apple TV Plus and Tom Hanks are making a sequel to Greyhound. For those only listening, Guy's hanging himself.
It wasn't that great a movie. We don't need sequel.
Perhaps it'll be better. This item, surprisingly, there's a $65 Apple Watch clone that isn't terrible. It's the Withit Giga. Great name.
Yeah.
Great name.
Oh, Withit please, Giga. Please, please put the link in for that story.
Okay.
I want to check that out.
It does. It looks like an Apple Watch, I've got to say. But it's certainly, I think, a dumb watch. But there you go. It's worth it, apparently. This I found quite interesting. You can run macOS 10.2 Jaguar in a web browser. macOS 10 Jaguar 10.2 may have been released all the way back in 2000 and guess, go and guess.
10.2, and... that would be 8 years ago. Oh, Jaguar. Oh, 15 years ago.
2002, guy.
Oh my God. Boy, I'm way off.
But thanks to the Infinite Mac project, you can also run macOS 10 Jaguar on your modern Mac right now with just a web browser. I think that might be another item that I need to put a web link in for as well. And finally, we're getting to the end of my snippets. Land Rover have brought CarPlay. You may go, what? But they've brought it to a 15-year-old Range Rover with a period-correct hardware. While the world awaits next-gen CarPlay, Land Rover has made a retrofit CarPlay solution for Range Rovers from a previous decade. I like this story because it brings modern equipment into... It's like retrofitting, isn't it? It's like,
yeah,
it's like repairability. They can now put that little badge on the side of the Range Rover saying repairability, it's gone up a notch. That, mind you, you have to repair Range Rovers quite a lot, don't you? That is the end of Gazzy Snippets.
I was going to ask how often do you have to repair Range Rovers, but you just
went ahead. I got in there.
Got it in there. Range Rovers, they look really nice. I really like the way they look. Don't know if I'd want one, especially after what you just said, because they're also very expensive here in the States.
Yeah, very. Yeah, those, probably getting more expensive. Yeah,
more expensive by the day. Yeah, start making Range Rovers here in the States.
Yeah. I'd hang myself as well.
Okay. You know, I hate doing rumors. I really, really do. But sometimes this is the time of year when there's not really a whole lot else to say. But, and we're not going to do, wait, hold on a second. We're not going to do what are the odds? Not doing that.
Am I still winning on that?
You know, I haven't looked at it lately.
I bet I am.
You probably are, because I suck. I suck at that game, and I made it up. We're going to talk about what's going to happen, or what we believe might happen, or what other people believe might happen, and we'll make fun of them over at the next WWDC, which is coming up in June. Yeah, June. I should have put the date in. I didn't even think to put the date in for WWDC. They have announced it. Gaz is going to look it up right now. So,
am I? Oh, right. Okay.
So we're talking, first off, iOS 19, iPadOS 19, and macOS 16 is supposed to go through a major...
June the 9th.
A major redesign. So we're about a month and a half away from the next WWDC. So Apple is expected to unveil a significant design overhaul for those three operating systems, aiming for a more unified and cohesive look across platforms. I don't know. How are you going to bring elements of the macOS into iOS? Now, I can see it for iPadOS. Can't see it iOS. It's too small a screen. The redesign will reportedly affect icons, menus, apps, windows, and system buttons, making the biggest visual update for the iPhone since iOS 7 and for the Mac since Big Sur. We will see. I am much more interested. I don't know if you've heard about this. The rumors that they may be adding a menu bar to iPadOS that will make it more like the Mac.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
Could be
interesting. And the other thing that they should do is fix the file system. We don't want one folder that says files.
Yeah. It's not yet, yeah, but when you go into it, it's Files is like the Finder, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of
you
is.
Not, do you not use it much?
I do use it, but it's. I mean, it's
I use it quite a lot actually, and I've got to use it more and more and more. So, I don't mind. But the name Files does. I often think, right, I need to go and find her. Oh yeah. No, it's not Finder. What is it? Files. That's it.
Yeah.
So I agree with that point, but.
So yeah. I would like to see a complete reworking of iPad OS to make it more like the Mac. But moving on from that, they say the goal...
And everybody's concern was that the Mac would become more iPad-like.
As long as they don't take... As long as when I turn on my Mac...
That was the concern.
That was
the concern.
It still is. But,
well, I don't think it is so much.
Well, we'll see what happens with WWDC, but I mean, I don't want to turn my Mac and just see a folder there that says Files, okay?
I don't want to see that. You won't. I can assure you, Guy, because my tips are related to the Mac and the Finder.
Yeah.
They won't, because if they do, they'll have me to talk to.
Yeah, yeah. It'll time to go to Linux or Windows. The goal is to make the user experience more consistent across all Apple devices. Watch OS 12, new features and visual refresh, rumored to receive a Vision OS inspired design. I don't know what that means. Bringing some new interface elements, though not a complete overhaul. You can't have floating windows on your watch. It's a small, little tiny screen. Of course, Apple Intelligence features are expected to be integrated or created, though the Apple Watch will rely on the iPhone for processing those capabilities. Okay. I don't want to talk about Apple Intelligence until there's actually something out there to talk about.
Until there's some actual Apple Intelligence.
Yeah, it's been a major disappointment. And with... Every single time I was seeing a commercial from one of the phone companies here, and it was like, ooh, you can get the new iPhone 16 now with Apple Intelligence. I wanted to just reach in through the screen and slap whoever the person was and say, don't do it. Just keep your iPhone 14 or 15. Okay, I'm coming back now. Coming back to Earth.
Come back to us, Sky. Come back to us.
Vision OS 3.
We've missed you.
A packed update. Vision OS 3 is expected to get a major upgrade, possibly in anticipation of a lighter, cheaper, and more powerful Vision Pro headset. Although, specific features remain under wraps, Gaz.
Oh, there's a surprise.
Yeah.
Is it cling film it's under?
Yeah,
I bet.
Yeah. You know what I'm doing right now? I'm clipping the hedge of all those bets that they made. Okay. other OS updates are expected for tvOS 19 and other platforms, though details are less clear. For the love of God, we're talking about rumors. We don't know if any of this is true. I loved how they use words to kind of is. They use words to pretend like they know what they're talking about. Like we do on this show. Moving on.
Oh, hang on a minute. Yes.
Moving on. AI and Siri improvements, for the love of God, please. While some advanced Apple Intelligence features have reportedly been delayed, Apple is expected to introduce on-screen awareness for Siri. This would allow... I'm sorry, I should be saying S-Lady. This would allow S-Lady to interact more contextually, wow, there's a word, with what's on your device's screen, such as finding a podcast someone sent you weeks ago. All right. Aside here. Have you listened through CarPlay on a podcast where somebody repeatedly said the actual S-Lady name?
Yes.
And what had happened?
Nothing.
For me... It goes bing, and then when it goes away, it comes back up like 10 seconds before the interruption, and then it gets to that word again, bing, and it usually takes, and it's so irritating. It takes like three or four go rounds before it finally gets past that part where they say that name.
Have you not? You've taught your phone to recognize your voice for Siri. Oh, sorry, S-Lady.
No, I haven't.
Ah, well, I have.
Oh, so it doesn't happen for you then. How do you know what? There's a good Gaz's tip.
It's quite rare.
Here's a Gaz's tip. I wasn't even aware you could do that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that's what I've done. If not, I've got it turned off completely.
You keep saying, hey, yes, lady, damn thing is broken.
Yeah. I'll forget it. I'll do a search on the web.
I'll just look outside. What's the weather? Oh, okay. It's raining. Yeah. I'm in England. It's raining.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
We haven't had any rain here for a long, long time now. It's quite concerning, to be honest. It's April and we've not really had April showers. Okay. That is poor, I tell you.
Yeah. Was I taking a little dig there at the UK? Is that what I was doing?
You were.
How dare
Actually, southern Spain's been getting all our wet weather and they've had some floods, to be honest with you. Not very good. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, we need to move that stuff around. Possible hardware, because, you know, WWDC is all about the hardware. The first one is laughable. Mac Pro, the only Mac that could plausibly be unveiled at WWDC, is the new Pro, as most other Macs have been recently updated, and the MacBook Pro is not expected to be refreshed until 2025. There will not be a Mac Pro at WWDC. I would be surprised if there is ever a Mac Pro again. It's not necessary anymore.
Well, you can still buy it on the website.
Yeah, but it's M2, I think, is the last one.
Might be M2, yeah. They'll update it. Don't you worry. They'll update it. Maybe not here, but they will update it.
I don't see there's no point. Other hardware. Oh, and here's the word they put in: speculative. Like everything else we were talking about was like hard, solid, good to go. Some sources and leakers have mentioned the potential for other products such as AirTag 2. Not sure what the difference. What else could they add to an AirTag? Colors.
A noise?
Yeah. Put a little speaker on it. A new HomePod, which they were talking rumors about for the last non-event that they had.
HomePod with a screen.
Yeah, yeah, because that's so important with a speaker.
I think I said, if they're going to release a HomePod, they will release it with a screen. Else they won't release a HomePod.
I don't see the point, but no. Okay. Where was I? There we go. An updated Apple TV or new HomeKit devices, as in a HomeKit device. I don't think Apple has any HomeKit
devices.
Can I say
on the Apple TV thing,
yeah,
there may well be an update for that, because I think actually they're going to want
a couple years.
Matter. They're going to put what Matter and Thread into that so it can be used as the HomeKit base. I think that's quite likely that it could well. But equally, then a new HomePod, they might also later in the year or at some stage bring a HomePod as being your HomeKit. What's the word I'm looking for?
The hub.
It's like a base station. It's a hub. That's the word I'm looking for.
That would actually make more sense, because you're not going to have an Apple TV in every room of the house, but you could have.
Yeah, but you only need one hub in the house.
It depends on the size of your house.
So that's why I'm.
How many would you need in your house?
Yeah. No, you still only need one hub, because the connection to it is good because of all the airports I've got.
Speaking of which, anyway, I still wish that they would make a new airport.
Ditto.
Yeah. That's something that they...
A mesh airport.
Yeah. Come on, oh, yeah.
Mesh airport. Yeah. Come on. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
They're missing a boat there, I think.
I think they are massively. I agree.
Yep. However, all of those devices, the Apple TV, AirTags, HomePods, all that stuff, they're not usually strongly tied to WWDC.
Nope.
Duh. And could be announced later in the year. Okay, that's the first true thing that they've said that we know is potentially possible throughout this whole thing. And then lastly, not for WWDC, but Mac Studio. There are rumors of an M4 Max and an M4 Ultra Mac Studio, which is not going to happen at WWDC because they just released the M3, like what, a month and a half ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was in March. They're not going to, come on, guys. They're not going to release a new Mac Studio so soon after just releasing a different one. I mean, God, 6 months, okay? At least 6 months. I would be surprised if that comes out anytime before November of this year. It wouldn't be
We're talking about WWDC, not
November. No, I know. I'm talking about a release for a new Mac Studio, an M4 Mac Studio.
I know.
Before November.
We're talking about WWDC.
Well, that's, yeah, but I'm speculating.
Keep on track, man.
That's really hard for me. Would you agree?
I know it is.
Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, yes.
Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Mostly.
Gaz's tips.
Mostly.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip.
Okay, I did a tip about the Finder last week. Well, here's a few more, kind of linked, really. What? What's funny about that?
Oh, it's just the way that you put it. Did a tip about the Finder and here's a couple more.
Yeah. There you go. There's a couple more. And each of them are linked, kinda. Well, whilst you're in Finder, go to View in the menu and then go down to, if you haven't already done this, of course, the Show Path and Show Status Bar. Now, the Show Status Bar gives you information at the bottom of the Finder window that tells you how many items you've got in the folder and also how much space you have left in the drive. So you may not be so enamored with having that on there, but I keep it on there because I find it useful. But here's the one I really like. If you, whilst in View, also click on the Show Path bar, this shows you the path to the particular folder that you're in. And you can also click on any of those folders shown to jump back to them.
But Gaz, I don't want that option always on.
Well, here's the best bit. If you're in Finder without Show Path on, just press the Option button on your keyboard and the path to the folder you're in comes up at the bottom and you can still click on any of the folders to jump back to them. Hey, voila.
That is really cool. I was not aware of that, the option one.
You are now.
I am. I agree. Those are good tips. I shouldn't have laughed earlier.
No, I know you shouldn't.
Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish?
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
Okay, there we go. We don't have any for pick's sake, so I don't know why I brought it up. We do have some feedback. Words are hard. Mr. Cheesed Off. We've heard from Yay! Mr. Cheesed Off, and we have a new Mr. Cheesed Off. So I'm just going to play it.
Yippee-da-doo-dahs.
Because apparently I can't speak today.
Hello, Guy Gaz, Mr. Cheesed Off.
Hi.
So the EU's decided to fine Apple €500 million because, brace yourselves, Apple dares to run his own app store like, I don't know, a business. And right on cue, the sanctimonious tech pundits start lining up to take swings. Like this Jim from Idalo blog, Apple is on thin ice. It's anti-competitive conduct ricks of a greedy corporation. Oh, really? A greedy corporation? Shocking revelation. Next, they'll tell us the water's wet and Bono's still turning up in unexpected places. And then there's this absolute brain melter. Quote, what technology? How exactly does allowing developers to sell subscriptions outside the App Store amount to giving its technology away? For free? Well, I don't know. Maybe because the entire platform that Apple built, the servers, the developer tools, the global payment infrastructure, the security systems, you know, all those invisible things that don't magically maintain themselves. But sure, let's pretend it's all just a big, greedy toll booth manned by Tim Cook in a monocle. Meanwhile, the EU's strutting around like it's just slaying a dragon. When all it's done, they sell yet another American company, the spare change, the fund its digital sovereignty. Translation, their local apps aren't winning, so we've decided to kneecap the ones are. And look, I'm not saying Apple's perfect. They do charge you extra for a polishing cloth, after all. But punished for building a functioning platform the developers willingly sign up to. That's not justice. That's jealousy, dressed up in legalese. Honestly, lads, if you put half as much effort into innovation as they do into issuing fines, we'd all be using Brussels-built smartphones powered by fair trade waffle batter. I don't know. It all really cheeses me off.
It's not only a phone, it's breakfast.
That's brilliant.
Oh, that is so funny. Thank you, Mr. Cheesedoff. We missed you,
Mr. Cheesedoff, but boy, did you come back with a bang.
Oh my God, that was fantastic. No other feedback. So remember, if you've done an iTunes review or a review on some other podcast aggregator, and we speak on the show about it, you need to send me an email to get your WOOTIE exclamation mark. I just messed that up. A wootie. Wootie. Is Guy actually conscious today?
Interestingly enough, I did a ride into Kettering, Skettering as it's called locally, to have a look at some sample ties. So I'd call that a wootie.
A wootie. Yes. Yeah. That's and it's right in the name. It is right in the name. I like that. Is there any place that does custom ties?
Yes.
I would like to have a tie that says woo. Just W-O-O. And that would be a woo tie.
You're mental.
I am. I totally am. But I would still get one. I would totally get one. Now, if you, however it is that you send us feedback, and we're going to tell you how in just a second, you can say whatever you want about us. Please keep it relatively short if it's like a bumper kind of thing. And if you must use naughty words, that person, they will be beeped. Or should I just say his name, Marcus?
No, just.
That's his name.
Marcus knows.
If you'd like to help support the show, and I'm not sure why you would, but you can through patreon.com/MacParrot. You can buy me a coffee at ko-fi.com/MacParrot. No, nothing. You can also paypal.me/MacParrot. There we go. Wasn't working. Now it is. Okay, Gaz. Oh, one last thing. We have a Discord channel, and there will be a invite link in the show note and show notes, and I will have to check and make sure that that link still works, because apparently Discord every once in a while just says, no, you can't use that one anymore. Make a new one. I don't know why. It should just be the same regardless. But
where
check
can
it
you
out.
Find
it,
them?
It's the Vert Shark Discord channel. So, Gaz, if people wanted to get a hold of you and say, when will Guy stop sounding like he's drunk while doing the show, how would they do so?
Send an email. Crikey, that's at full blast. And let me turn that down a bit. You send an email to gaz@mymac.com. That's G-A-Z @mymac.com. Or on any number of different social medias, I'm Gazmaz, or can be found at Gazmaz. And if you don't think it's the actual Gazmaz, send me an email to gaz@mymac.com and I'll refer you to the correct person. You can also contact Guy and Gaz on Blue Sky and Twittax. That's Guy and Gaz. G-U-Y-A-N-D-G-A-Z.
Gaz.
Z. You can also send an email to feedback@mymac.com. That's feedback
@mymac.com.
@mymac.com.
His name was Guy.
Oh, pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain. Mm. He's the guy.
Do we know it was a guy?
Guy was paid his 75 grand.
No.
I like to go with Guy.
Sure.
Guy's the one. You remember Guy?
They do.
Guy?
What?
No fooling.
If you want.
An email from Guy.
That was rapido.
That was really fast.
And anybody not knowing, I press all of those individually and I make it up as I go along.
Oh, this is where I'm supposed to say stuff. Okay, got it.
Correct.
Okay, good. Correct. Yes. You can send me an email through the email client of your choice by sending that to at mymac.com. That's G-U-I at mymac.com. You can find me over on the socials. I'm mostly on Blue Sky and Twitex as MacPettit or VertShark. Any of those. Those are all pretty good. And we have a Google Voice number, don't we, Gaz?
We do.
Call 703-284-677 for the My Mac Podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's Tech Heaven. That's 703-284-677. Get in touch now. Your call is our tech-driven lemon.
And there they go. They're gone. Okay. And just in case.
I do like doing that fade. I do it manually as we sit there.
You do?
I could do it so it's set up, but I like doing the fade.
Okay. Well, long as it works for you, that's the part that matters.
It does.
Because you're doing that through Farrago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can. Okay. Never mind. We're not going
to. I know I could. But I don't want to.
Okay. So it's you like to do things manually. Just like when you were a teenager.
I like a manual, not like most men.
You didn't hear what I said, did you?
I did, yes.
Okay.
I'm ignoring it.
Okay, good enough. Yeah, that should probably be ignored. And if you missed that number, here it is again.
703-828-4678.
That's right. 703-828-46. Outside of the U.S., the country code is 1, then the number. And if you're outside of the U.S., you could incur charges. So just find other ways to contact us. I don't know why we keep talking about this number. I think just because it's become a bit.
Yeah.
It's a bit. It's part of the show now.
If we get rid of it, we'd have to find another bit.
We would. And then we wouldn't hear from like Greg from NC. Where are you, Greg? Where you been?
Yeah.
We miss you. Anyway, this is the part of the show where we're getting real close to saying goodbye.
Hope he hasn't died.
No.
I said that now, and I kind of wish I had.
See, now I have his number. I may have to call him. You're not dead, right?
What if he has and I'm laughing? Oh, my God, it's getting worse.
Kind of is.
Greg, can you just contact us?
Yeah, see, now we're really, really worried about it. Greg, please call us. Let us know you're okay.
Good grief, what have I done?
Yeah, the next show will be labeled, Is Greg from NC Even Still Alive?
Oh, dear.
And if he isn't, that's going to make it even worse. Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna
start the next show possibly with the funeral.
We're going sideways from that.
Oh.
And let you know that we really, really do appreciate the fact that you listen and download. Good God, what's wrong with me today?
I've completely thrown you.
You have. I'm so messed up. I cannot get Greg out of my head now. That you download and listen. Please, Greg, call us. Let us know you're still listening to the MyMac.com podcast. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. Please call us, Greg. Gaz, I think except for the last 2 minutes that we were good enough today, and except for about the last 2 minutes that we were smart enough, and that doggone it. Woof, woof, wolf, wilf. Greg, Wolf, people, except maybe for Greg, like us.
DOS jokes. I've never seen the inside of my ears, Guy, but I've heard good things. My wife and I were up all night arguing about the laundry. So at 2 a.m., I folded. End. Oh.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the My Mac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the My Mac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts. Okay, check, check, check. 1, 2, 3, 4. Gaz.
Check, 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 check. 1, 2, 3, 4. Gaz.
Stop the presses.
Heard that? And did you hear this? Hello?
7038284678.
So I really shortened it to just the number. I didn't see the point of the whole, you know, 30 seconds of singing. It was like, just do the funny bit.
7038284678.
Yeah. I actually had a beer last night, too. Ooh.
Did you?
I did. A Guinness. That's like all I'm drinking these days. Well, I mean, that's alcoholic. I drink water. This is water, probably.
Probably.
This is not a Bloody Mary.
You say that. No, that doesn't look like a Bloody
Mary. No, it's not. It's just Gatorade. With no alcohol, I promise.
No.
Though I did have, when we went to the concert on Wednesday, I did have a beer there, and it was a Guinness. That was nice. But I wasn't driving, so I didn't mind. Concert was great. And we saw some old neighbors that we used to have, and both times that we've gone to the Birchmere, which is, you know, where we've been seeing these last two concerts. Those same people have been there. And it's got now between that and going with our neighbors to this show.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. Tracy is like all excited to go to shows. So it's like, okay, fine. You know, find some and we'll go. You ever heard of a band called Bread? It was like an easy, kind of easy listening band in the early 70s. Well, apparently there's a tribute band for them called Toast, because why wouldn't there be? And so she's talking about wanting to go to that. It's like, okay, record. Dear. Greg, if you're still listening and you hear this right now, we are so sorry. Is this more of like a sorry, not sorry?
Yeah, kind of a thing. Say.
Because we're certainly laughing pretty heavily about it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We are about to launch Stingray. Anything can happen in the next half hour. Stand by for action.
You nitwit, Brit.
Yes, yes.
Wow, boy, that went so dark. That went so dark so quickly.
It made me laugh.
It did.
It's the sort of comedy that I always used to do on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah. And so far, no one's died. Yeah. But all it takes, Gaz, all it takes
is one.
And then you feel bad for the rest of your life.
No, I wouldn't feel bad for the rest of my life.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, I've got an ice cream headache. I've laughed so hard.
I had it in my mind, Guy. I had it in my mind. I thought, I'm going to say it.
Oh, Oh, Greg, we love you, man. We're just kidding.
3 days later.
Yeah.
I wish I was a spaceman, the fastest guy alive. I'd fly you around the universe.
And punch you in the eye. I still remember. I still remember that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.